Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase & Company.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We have a lot of action happening today. First, we expect Congress to pass a week-long funding bill. This means there will be no shutdown this week, and both parties will have more time to negotiate details on a longer spending package.
The bad news? It's not a good sign for other legislative priorities. Case in point, our colleagues Rachel Bade and John Bresnahan have an overnight story that says a vote on Republicans' revised healthcare bill is increasingly unlikely because moderates still oppose the measure.
What we're hearing, though, is that the White House is pushing extremely hard for a vote this week. This is their 100-day week, and they want action. They want progress. It's really infuriated Republican leaders, though. But they've posted the legislation, so in theory, they could vote at any time. But so far, they don't have the votes, so they're not voting. There's been some talk about a Saturday vote, which would definitely be ripe with drama.
Our take? It looks like this bill will get across the finish line, but it's not a sure thing. And the longer it takes to get done, the more wavering you could see on some members who aren't thrilled to support it. A Dem strategist trying to kill the bill sent us a whip list that has 10 Republican lawmakers who've expressed their opposition to the revised bill in the last few days. For those keeping track at home, Republicans can lose roughly 22 lawmakers and still pass the bill.
Breaking news, NAFTA is not dead. After Trump's aides told Tara Palmieri yesterday that they were readying a resolution for the U.S. to exit the free trade agreement, Trump called the presidents of Canada and Mexico and said, "Never mind, I'm in, let's renegotiate." On the domestic front, Wednesday was the big day for Trump's rollout on tax reform. We have a quick readout from Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin in a Playbook interview on where they go from here to get the massive tax overhaul passed.
Secretary Mnuchin told us that Donald Trump will take an active role in getting tax reform passed. They've also reached out to business groups of all sizes and expect to get more feedback, and that they are willing to go it alone without Democrats' help. But he said that he hopes they will cross the aisle and support the bill. Republicans' next step? Listening sessions.
We also have an exclusive on Ivanka Trump's new book preface. While the first daughter won't be doing the typical press and book tour, she did write a new preface just days before her father's inauguration. The preface focuses on the themes that she has taken up at the White House, including women and girls, education, and economic empowerment.
The trifecta of Josh Dossi, Shane Goldmacher, and Alex Eisenstadt have a story on their sit-down with Trump and his efforts to sell himself and his first 100 days as a success. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.